In the end, a draw. Galway showed commendable character to come back late on there to get the draw.
Yeah, it was in the end, it was a great show in terms of resilience, in terms of, because, you know, things weren't going our way, balls weren't bouncing, you know. I think we sat at the game and got a result out of it. I thought it was great heart by the players, and there's lots of spirit in this team, and we're only starting here yet, and there's lots of spirit in this team.
The game, you started very impressively. You got the goal. You built a good lead, but with the wind in the second quarter, they seemed to dominate and had built that 4-point lead at half time.
Yeah, but the wind was probably 4 or 5 points, yeah, to be honest with you. And in fairness, they did take over the game for a period. We had the game in the first 20 minutes, and then they came back. And the second half was nip and tuck, you know what I mean? In fairness to them, like, they came, you know, very often when a team is down a player or two, they come with higher resolve. You know, Kilkenny, like, they're a really quality side. We're in the All-Ireland last year, and we have to find a way now of making sure we get better. That's the only focus now, on making sure we get better.
The end of the game, obviously Galway got the 2 points in injury time. Conor Whelan getting the one, obviously, yeah, showing real captain's, yeah, I suppose, participation, the way he scored the point at the end. But Evan Nyland came on, got 7 points. I think Keenan Fahey got 2 from the halfback, then Cahill Mannion got 5, yeah, points as well. A lot of good spread of scorers there.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good things to look at in the game, you know what I mean? And that's a championship game. It's never won or lost till it's over. Mm. And I think, from the point of view, there were very good things, and there are things that we, you know, things that we didn't do well. That's the reality of a hurling game, you know. So really, we have to improve again for next Sunday, or for next Saturday, sorry, against Wexford. But a lot of players, even when things weren't going for them today, they really sat at the game. And I think the Galway hurling public can be very satisfied that there's good spirit in this team. And We certainly, in terms of the support, we value the huge support from Galway hurling people, and we look forward to keep fighting over the season, you know.
You mentioned the game next week. It's against Wexford. They're smarting, obviously, from a defeat last night, and we know what they're going to bring. They're going to bring a serious intensity to the game, because in essence, their championship is on the line next week when we go down there.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team to play differently than the Kilkenny team, so it's a different type of game, and maybe different types of players we need next week. You know, but look, every time we go out, we have to be on it. That's the reality of what the competition we're in. There's no way of going out on the pitch when we're not on it. If you're not on it, you don't get the victory. So it's really... it's enjoyable from that point of view. We go back now this week and probably won't do much hurling, to be honest with you, given the 6-day break. But we'll certainly try to find our way around that game against Wexford. But I think, again, going back to what I said, I think the public have a team they can believe in.
Finally, before I let you go, are you enjoying being involved with the inter-county setup again?
Yeah, I mean, these players are really worthwhile being with. They're a really strong bunch of people and good people, and I'm just happy to be involved, and now we have to get better.